Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball towards left. Palfari catches it and throws to second to double up Tovar. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Palfari goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry strikes out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Batty settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Batty. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhulst. Blair moves to second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. Echeverrin moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Bulfary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfary is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bulfary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfary for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Batty reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Jim Cott. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Verhulst moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. Verhulst moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Verhulst scores. Tovar goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Orioles. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhulst strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Powell reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Blair reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 5-3, Orioles. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 6-3, Orioles. Ron Klein now pitching. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Echeverry moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bulfari is walked intentionally. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Walt Bond pinch hits for Ron Klein. Mark Bellinger now playing second base. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to third. Carew moves to second. Stu Miller now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Al Worthington. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-4 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.